everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Betty Ann and Lisa.
Hi everyone, this is Betty Ann. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We are airing from Artist First. We have a great show for you tonight. Nancy's on assignment. So it is Lisa and Betty Ann. Our guests are Anastasia, sharing her exquisite skincare ideas and products, Kevin Cooney, the Vice President of Red Envelope, and Paul Gianella, founder of Giftinator. So grab your martini, slip into something comfortable, put on your high heels, and chat with us. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Betty Ann. This is fun tonight. We're having fun tonight with all these guests and all these cool, different guests that we're having, you know?
Yeah, talking about all these gifts and all kinds of gift ideas. A lot of fun.
And fun stuff for the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of fun. Sparkly stuff.
Sparkly and crystal and...
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk beauty. Now we're going to talk beauty, which is one of my favorite things to talk about.
I agree.
Let's get to our first guest since we have three of them on this hour. Don't we? We have three on this hour.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd like to first introduce Anastasia. She is the brow queen, eyebrows. Welcome, Anastasia.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
It's our pleasure. You have a lovely business going because I see your stuff in Nordstrom and I see it in Sephora.
Yes, you are right. Yes, we have the products in Nordstrom's and we do service as well, eyebrows, and probably you've seen that.
And yeah, I know. That's a nice, cute little area.
Yes, we have in Sephora and Ulta. We have our products, and we started 10 years ago with eyebrows, and right now we are branching out with makeup, with skincare, all the goodies.
All the fun stuff.
Yes, all the fun stuff. And when you said bring your martini and lay down and relax, I want to add to that and put your eye cream. That really will get you relaxed.
Now tell us, how did you get to be the eyebrow maven?
Well,
the eyebrows.
The story is long, but I will try to make it really short. I was born in Romania, and I went to art school and studied construction and architecture. So I studied 5 years of technical design. And before I came here, I went to beauty school because I didn't speak the language, and my husband that came here 3 years before me suggested that I should go to beauty school because there are a lot of Romanians aesthetician here. So I came here in 89 and hardly spoke I didn't speak any language, any English, but I went to a class, few classes, and after 3 months, I got my license and I start working. Well, I start doing facial and body waxing, and I always remember my art teacher saying, if you want to draw a portrait and you want to change an emotion, you just change the eyebrow, the way you draw the eyebrow on the person. And that stayed with me, and working with huge celebrity even 20 years ago, I couldn't understand why nobody wanted to get their eyebrows done. So I start going to the library and really get into studying the bone structure, the natural eyebrow shape, the history of eyebrows to the centuries. And I develop, of course, because of my background on technical design, I develop this technique on shaping eyebrow according to your bone structure and natural eyebrow shape. As you know, in the years that I spent in art school, you study the Leonardo da Vinci concept on how our body is in great proportion. So it's that golden proportion, the golden ratio. And the same technique I apply into shaping eyebrows. And I started doing eyebrows 20 years ago when really there was nobody was doing, almost at least as long as I know. And I start shaping eyebrows, and all of a sudden everybody starts slowly, they start loving what the eyebrow could change their face, because a well-shaped eyebrow could change completely your face. Basically, the human eye is encoded to recognize that perfect proportion. And there were not products for eyebrows 15 years ago when I started doing more and more eyebrows, and I started making products for eyebrows, and we started selling in Nordstrom's, and without service really didn't make any sense, and we started making doing eyebrows in Brow Studio, Anastasia Brow Studio, inside Nordstrom's. And then we develop a relationship, a great relationship with Sephora, so we have our products in 300 Sephoras and then Ulta's. We have in Europe, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, so all over. And it's been great. I mean, I still do eyebrows in the store because I just love it. And just to make women happy, I think, is the greatest gift that God gave me, and I want to share it with. Yeah.
Eyebrows, really, they frame the whole face when you think about it.
Absolutely. It frames the face and could, exactly how my art teacher always said, could change your expression, could make you looking angry or sad or glamorous or red carpet ready. And this is what I'm doing for 20 years, and I'm loving it.
What do you think looks the most natural for brows? Do you think like a pencil, or like do you think more of a powder brow?
Throughout the years, I developed so many products. All of them are great if you know how to use it. You need to, even if you use pencil, even if you use powder, you have to brush to blend the color, because if the pencil is too soft, then you look like Groucho Marx. So it has to have the right consistency, the pencil, and as well the powder. And you have to have a spoolie brush or any other brush that you could blend the excess powder or pencil for a more natural look. Throughout the my line, I have every single product that you could use to get the perfect eyebrow shape, and for every hair color, for if you over-tweeze your eyebrows or if you never tweeze your eyebrows. So the kits that I created could cover everybody. I mean, any problem you have, you could solve it, but you need to read the instruction and you need to follow step-by-step the rules. It will make your life easier.
Anastasia, this is Betty Ann.
Hi, Betty.
Which is better, tweezing or waxing?
Listen, the difference between tweezing and waxing is this. First of all, it's way harder to wax your own eyebrow. Somebody else could do it for you. If you have to wax your own eyebrow, it's a little more difficult. Of course, it's easier to tweeze your own eyebrows. But if you go to a person or professional, I wax first, because they are blonde, very blonde hairs or fuzz that you cannot tweeze it because you cannot see it with human eye. So it's hard to see that fine hair. So wax will give you a very clean canvas, and then anything else that you want to tweeze to control better, you could tweeze. But first I wax and then I tweeze. I trim and that could be the finished look. But it's a skill. The way I do eyebrows is I consider that I took eyebrow shaping to a different level, to an art form. I've seen many, and I interview many girls that they will come and they will say, well, I wax eyebrows for 20 years, or I do eyebrows for 20 years. And when I ask them to do eyebrows, it's a totally different level. So we have a technique that's unique. And again, you look at the person's bone structure, and the way you shape eyebrow has to be specifically for that person. You need to see how her face proportion is, where you have to shape more on the top or the bottom. What's the space between her eyebrow and her lashes? The upper lid is big or it's small. Different ethnicity has a different proportion. So you have to take all those things in consideration. So it's not that easy, you know. But mm-hmm. I think I was able to develop this technique over the year, and not only the eyebrows, it's just the whole makeup. I instruct women to take a picture of themselves and kind of draw some lines, because it's so much easier to look at yourself in a picture than if you look in a mirror. You have different perspective. And you know that from the hairline to the base of the nose, from the hairline to the eyebrow to the base of the nose and chin, those three zones should be equal. And by shaping eyebrows, you could create that proportion better. By placing and using makeup to enhance, using the dark color in your makeup palette to enhance parts you use the light color to enhance a certain part of your feature, and you use darker color to hide certain part of your face. So, for instance, we created in our line a bronzer, darker color, that let's say your forehead is way bigger, so the zone number one is way bigger than the zone number two and number three. Well, you contour with using the bronzer around your hairline, and that will give an appearance of a shorter forehead, so the zone number one will be equal with zone number two and number three. It's fascinating, and I study, and I wanted to be able to give to the customers the information that they need, because I think right now women are, they know so much, they want to know everything, and because of the internet and the technology is so advanced that you are able to grab so much, and women are so busy, they don't have that much time to go to a salon to get their makeup done, so you have to learn to do your own makeup perfectly, as a professional, like a professional person. So I'm trying. I ask my clients. I want to find from them what challenges they have, because it's important for me to know, and I want to find a way to give them an answer. So that's my goal in life.
Well, Anastasia, what does threading mean? Is that another way of doing brows? Like, I've heard about it, and I've seen, you know, I've never seen it personally, but I've seen it on television where people use, like, threads.
Yes.
Is that
threading,
a better way?
Threading originated in India and Persia, so Iran, India, that area. It's a technique. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it, but I've seen it. It's yes, we thread that removes hair. I think it's okay. Any type of I don't know technique you have to remove hair, I'm not against threading or waxing or mm-hmm. tweezing or anything you could do. The key is to know what hair to take out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. And, you know, a bad eyebrow job is not like a bad haircut. The haircut grows back. Sometimes the eyebrow doesn't grow back.
So oh, that's frightening.
That's frightening, you know.
Well, what happens if you over-tweeze and it doesn't grow back? What do you do?
Yes, there are many women that over-tweeze. Sometimes if the follicle is dormant, you could use, there are products on the market that stimulates the hair growth. And we have mm-hmm. in our line a serum Anastasia brightens, I mean, Anastasia serum that simulates the hair growth, and it's working. It's with a lot of peptide that helps the skin too. But if the follicle is dormant, one that has an active ingredient is Latisse. I have a lot of clients that they are using Latisse that simulates the hair growth. But again, mm-hmm. if the follicle is dormant, the eyebrow is going to grow. That hair is going to grow. But if you kill the follicle, the hair doesn't grow anymore. So you have to find other ways to, use pencil or powder just to give mm-hmm. the appearance of a thicker eyebrows. So
I've seen people who have tattooed on eyebrows.
I'm not a big fan of tattooing, I have to tell you. The problem with tattooing is this. Number one, eyebrow is in the middle of your face. Anything mm-hmm. wrong and permanent is going to be there. Maybe you will like it. I hope some you will like it. But if not, then you cannot remove the tattoo. Sometimes the left eyebrow could look different than the right eyebrow, and probably not because the person did a bad job. It's just because the muscles on the right side of your eyebrow is totally different than the left eyebrows. But mm-hmm. when you tattoo the eyebrow, you could see that difference more prominent. Not only that, but the tattoo, if it's they tattoo with dark color, will change the color to a blue, black, almost grayish look, or pink color. And you uh-huh. have to live for the rest of your life with pink eyebrows or blue-black eyebrows. I've seen good jobs as well, but very, very, very few. So I definitely advise women to really pay attention to this procedure because it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's frightening.
Very.
The thought of that. I mean, because once it's there, it's there.
It's
and
there
you can't ever change it.
Correct. Yes. Again, it's a bad eyebrow shape or tattoo is not like a bad haircut. The hair grows back in mm-hmm. 6 months. Eyebrows is nothing you could do.
Oh.
Now, where are your studios? Where are your studios? In New York and Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, or?
Well, I have two salons, one in Beverly Hills on Bedford and one in Brentwood, two Anastasia Beverly Hills salons. We have brow studios in Nordstrom, like 80 brow studios all over the country in Nordstrom's.
Right.
And we have two brow studios in Sephora in New York, one in Times Square and one in 5th and 49th, that we do eyebrow services.
And you are where now? Are you in California or in
New York? I'm in California, in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I still do eyebrows there 4 days a week.
Oh, wow. How long does it take to get an appointment with you?
I open my book for only 6 months at the time, and usually gets booked after a week probably, but in between my appointments, I leave space for walk-ins, because if somebody will not be able to show up for an appointment, then she needs to wait another 6 months to open the book. So I take walk-ins. I don't work that many hours in the salon, but, you could put your name, come there, put your name, and in between my appointments, I will be able to take customers. I want this way to give the opportunity to anybody to get an eyebrows.
And what do you charge for a consultation, so our listeners know?
The first time it's $120, and then the follow-up is $80.
And how often do you recommend coming in once you get your brow shaped for the first time?
Once a month, every 3 weeks, once a month. Depends. If you make a living the way you look, you are an actress or a supermodel, you have to come every 2 weeks. Otherwise, once a month. Or you take the kit with you that we could think that will be the best for you, and you could maintain it and come every 2 months or every 3 months. you know, depends how skilled you are to do your own eyebrows.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You gave us a lot of insight on the eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, and I want you to try our makeup. We put skincare into makeup. I mean, we wanted to do many good things for women and in general.
Yeah, we'd love to try it. So.
Yes, please do. I have the best eye cream. We sell the products in Nordstrom's, the skincare, eye cream, face cream, wash, and even brighter serum. And all our products are everywhere. So please, at least if you don't have time to walk in a Sephora or Nordstrom's, go on our website. It's Anastasia.net, and you will be able at least to learn a little bit how your eyebrows should be according to your bone structure. You could do this at home.
Well, hopefully if we ever get out to California, we'll make appointments with you.
Please
thank
do.
You so
it's
much.
My
and
pleasure.
Touch. We'd like you to come on again.
Anytime, ladies.
Valuable information for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank
Good night. You have a happy holiday.
To you, too. Happy holiday to you and everybody that is listening
we'll
out there.
We'll be in touch in the new year because we'd like to have you back on.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 We'd like to thank our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup and Intimacy Bras, and they can find their link on our Chit Chat Cafe website. We're taking a quick commercial break. Stay tuned with us, and we're going to be joined by Kevin Rooney from Red on Blue.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to introduce our next guest, Kevin Rooney. He's the Vice President of Red Envelope. They have wonderful gifts, and we're going to talk to them about all his great gifts tonight. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Betty Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Go, Betty Ann.
Kevin.
Yes.
What kind of company is Red Envelope?
We're an online gifting company. We're located here on the West Coast and from San Diego. And we cover gifts for men, women, hostess gifts, and kids as well.
In the past, I've gotten catalogs mailed to my home. Do you still, send out catalogs, or is it mostly, people go online and order?
No, absolutely. We do still send out catalogs. In fact, we send out catalogs for Christmas and Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Father's Day as well. And in fact, with our catalog for this holiday, we just launched 300 new gifts for Red Envelope.
Oh, okay.
What
about the top gift ideas for this holiday season?
Absolutely. I think probably the biggest gift idea for Red Envelope this year is really all about customization. We're definitely seeing a trend where folks are moving beyond, just gift giving that's transactional into something that really has some authenticity to it. For instance, we have new canvas wall art that we're doing this year for everything from kids, couples, family. If you have a pet in your household, we have a canvas wall art. We have 20 different types of dog breeds that you can choose from. And you can put the dog's name on there. And what really makes it custom is you can have some type of custom message. So we have one, for instance, a dog who likes to wag his tail or wag his whole body when he's happy. And it just adds that little extra something that really tells somebody that you know them and understand them. We also have, within that, we have things for kids. one of our best-selling pieces right now is our Kids' Faces art, and it's great. You can choose the gender, boy or girl. You can choose their different hair color and their different complexion. And then, again, I don't know if you've ever had a friend or someone you know who has one of those unique names and you couldn't find your name on the mug wall. It's all completely personalized, so whatever your name is, we could have that be a part of the canvas. And then, again, you can have just a custom message on there. So I hope my daughter's not listening right now because we did one of these, my wife and I, for her this holiday as well. But, again, the trend really is taking something and going a little bit more authentic and letting somebody know that you really know them. And I think it goes beyond, you know, a transactional gift to something that really has a lot more staying power and a lot more, you know, meaning to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds really nice. What are some of the most popular gifts for, like, men this year?
Men, I think, are generally, for most women, are really hard to shop for. And I think we've got some really great things for men. If you happen to have a sports fanatic in your life, authenticity is really the big deal. For instance, you know, if you like baseball, we have these Major League Baseball wallets. They're leather and really high quality on the outside, but on the inside, you have an actual game day use jersey from any Major League Baseball team that you choose. So if he's a Padres fan or a New York Yankees fan, it's something that'll absolutely treasure, and it really speaks to authenticity, and it's a very unique item as well. And, you know, again, if he's a sports fan, I think it really speaks to that side of him. Additionally, for men, we're seeing leather really trending again in a big way. We have a whole line of leather for men, but one of the most popular items is a messenger bag that we have at Red Envelope. It's made from top grain leather, and it's modeled after a World War I military courier bag. So not only is it functional and have the pockets and stuff for, you know, his modern-day accoutrements, but it also has this great vintage look as far as the World War I courier bag, and it's very stylish, too.
Oh, that sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah, do you order gift wrap? Do you offer gift wrap if someone needs something gift wrapped?
We have our signature Red Envelope gift box, and it's a red box, and it comes with a cream grosgrain ribbon.
Oh, that sounds pretty. Now, when you change your catalog, do you change all the merchandise in the catalog, or do you have, like, standards that stay there all the time and you just change the other stuff seasonally?
We certainly change quite a bit every season. As I said earlier, we have 300 new gifts this holiday, so we're constantly evolving and bringing new products in. But there are tried-and-true products that our customer just absolutely loves. You know, things from our birthstone jewelry, our jewelry tree, our always popular beer holster for men. And we'll, you know, certainly have those come back from season to season as our customer really enjoys those gifts.
Now give your website in case our listeners want to order.
Yeah, our website is www.redenvelope.com. Or we also, if you prefer to call, you can call 1-877-850-7467.
Now, when can they order up to the last minute to get it for Christmas, or is it getting to be too late?
No, it is not too late. You can certainly still order. In fact, we'll take orders up to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday, 12/23, so just a day and a half before Christmas. And for your listeners tonight, you know, they can have enter a promo code, Chit Chat Cafe, at their checkout, and they can save 15% off of all their orders from Red Envelope.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Wow. Hey, we rate. We actually have a coupon code. I'm impressed.
Very cool.
Now, how do you come up with the items? Do you have, like, a buyer that travels the world to look for this stuff, or do you have somebody that just invents it, like, that's different? How do you find the stuff for your catalog?
We do both, but I would say the most fun part is we do travel the world. We'll go everywhere from the different coasts, New York City and L.A., to different flea markets like the Rose Bowl Flea Market, which if you've ever been to that outside L.A., is really fantastic. Flea markets in Paris, the market, the leather market in Italy. So we do travel the world and get inspiration from all kinds of different places. But then sometimes we do just take the think tank here in San Diego, California, and bat around ideas from there and kind of brainstorm things and come up with products as well.
Where did the name Red Envelope come from?
Red Envelope actually is from, it's an Asian tradition. And, you know, the Red Envelope comes from a traditional, I believe, Chinese tradition as far as using red envelopes and all good things, and basically using that as a symbol of good things that they would give to each other.
Oh, cute. Betty, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, Kevin, what is the most outrageous gift that Red Envelope offers?
Oh, geez. Can I give you two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I have two outrageous gifts. The first one is the 5-pound gummy bear. And
oh my God.
It is a monster of a gummy bear. It is literally, if you want to guarantee a surprise and put a smile on somebody's face, there's no better way to do it than the 5-pound gummy bear. And in fact, we had that on the Today Show, and we had just a tremendous response from it. So, and then I would say the other one actually also falls into the food category. And it's called the Everything But the Kitchen Sink Chocolate Pizza. So imagine if you put a pizza box, a chocolate pizza in it, put gummy worms on it, Nerds, sprinkles, anything you could absolutely think of that would be crazy to put on a chocolate pizza, and that's what's on this. And again, you know, that one in particular I think is great for kids, or in my case, my teenage daughter really wants one. But it's this outrageous thing, and I don't know that it'll be for everyone, but for those who get it, guaranteed to put a smile on their face, and they'll absolutely never stop talking about it.
I love
both
of them.
They're
great.
Something like that.
The Everything But the Kitchen Sink Chocolate Pizza is $29.95, and so is the 5-pound gummy bear. So, you know, very reasonable and affordable, yeah. And just great gifts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very nice.
Kevin, can you offer a suggestion to listeners about the last-minute holiday gift?
I'm sorry, about a last-minute holiday gift?
Yeah, can you offer a suggestion to the listeners about if they don't, you know, if they need a gift and they can't think of anything, about a last-minute holiday gift that, you know, would be kind of a good gift to give
Absolutely.
Most people?
I would say, hands down, the Hu Chow is probably the one I would offer first. If you're into wine, like myself, you enjoy a good bottle of wine and a glass of wine with friends. And the Hu Chow wine opener is actually it's from a design back in the 20s and 30s. They were very popular back then, and it's a wine opener that looks just like an owl. And as you open the bottle of wine, the owl's wings go up. It's really cute. It's a monster piece. And if you wanted to get an original one right now, you'd pay anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 on eBay to get that.
Wow.
I'm happy to tell you, though, we have a great one at Red Envelope for $49.95, and all the response we've got from it has been really positive. And beyond just being a wine opener, it's a great conversation piece. Again, it's one of those things that people can't help but come in your house, or if you gift it to them, talking about it and really sharing it with others.
That sounds great. I mean, I can just imagine that. I mean, that would be, like, a really great gift because everybody loves it. Everybody has wine, and people have to open it, and usually you have that, like, boring wine opener. And something like that would be just really amazing.
There is nothing boring
great
about
idea.
I promise you.
Well, Kevin, it's been great having you tonight as our guest, and we'd love to have you back. Can you repeat the coupon code again for our listeners so they can go right to your website and start ordering?
Absolutely. So when you go to redenvelope.com and you go to your checkout, enter the promo code chitchatcafe at checkout, and you'll receive 15% off your order.
Wow. That's fabulous. Thanks so much for doing that. Well, we really enjoyed having you tonight. It was great fun, and really, we just love hearing about all your fabulous gifts.
I love the I always love that catalog. It always has to do really, truly beautiful things, and I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart because I've gotten your catalog for years, and the stuff is really, really beautiful. That's
well,
why we want
so
to get the show.
Thank you for having me on the show. Have a happy holidays, ladies.
You too. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Really was.
Mm-hmm. I love their catalog. Anyway, to thank our sponsor, St. Croix Orthopedics, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and you stay tuned for more gift fun with Paul Gianella.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to conclude the evening with another cool gift suggestions. We're going to be speaking with founder of Giftinator. His name is Paul Gianella. Welcome, Paul. Welcome.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
So tell us about this unique name that you have for your business.
The idea came from just I always had a hard time shopping for certain occasions, and I was constantly buying things and putting my own gifts together, and I was getting such great feedback from family and friends, and then people started asking me to, you know, make gifts for them, and then Giftinator.com happened, and it was it actually just fell out of the sky. It was pretty amazing, and the name came from hours of research, and we sat around a table with a few people talking about names, and basically came down to, I'm the Terminator of gift giving, and that's where it came from.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the merchandise that you sell, and about some of your favorite gift themes. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Some of the merchandise, but there's a wide range of products, from delicious edibles to bakeware. We have award-winning men's shaving products. So there's a big range of products, and the products still come in. Like I said, it's a new company, and we're growing, and we're really focused on finding the best product out there, and mostly merchandise that's different, that you haven't really seen before. Some of the top, two come to mind off the top of my head. Hands down, our movie night gift box is truly one of the perfect gifts for anyone, parents, kids, coworkers, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It contains, yeah, it is. It's perfect. It has all the essentials for like a classic movie night. Everything to make homemade popcorn toppings, classic movie theater, candy, serving buckets, individual serving containers, and, of course, a movie. This gift is a standard size, and it's $125. So the price is great.
Mm.
It's good looking. It has a ton of stuff in it, and it comes in a fantastic package. The box alone is awesome.
What's the box look like?
It's our signature look. It's a black satin box, and we wrap it in red wrappings, and it's a showstopper. Every time anyone sees the box, it's just, what is that? You know what I mean? Where'd you get that? You know, did you make it yourself? And we've been getting a ton of feedback with the packaging.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now online. It's round boxes.
Yep, and they come in different sizes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Everybody should go on it now. It's giftinator.com, correct?
Yep, giftinator.com.
Beautiful. Did you come up with the colors yourself?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
very
it's a good
nice.
Look. And it's good for all year round, and we'll have special, down the pike, we'll have special limited editions, like a wedding package, or we're working on, breast cancer awareness, so, with a red with a pink bow and pink butterflies, and it's some really cool stuff's coming down the pike.
Good.
Yeah. Actually, another great seller of ours is our ice cream lover. It includes a kit to make your own ice cream toppings, really fun serving bowls, dish towels. You could see it on the website. Spoons, ice cream scoops, a really great book with a ton of recipes based around ice cream. This gift, actually, you could pick your own price point, which is great. As pictured online, it's $200, but I mean, we could tailor this down to a $75 package or a $150 package. That's a big concern of mine, is the proper price point for everyone. I definitely want to cater to every single person out there. So it's a big focus.
How do you come up with your ideas? Do you have other people working with you, or is this a one-man operation?
Well, I have some elves in the background that help me out, I guess you could say. I have a group of family members that help me out, which is great.
How long have you been in business?
This July, it'll be 2 years that I actually, had the name, about a year and 2 months since the website has actually been live.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Paul, can you tell us about the Giftinator three-step shopping experience? I read that online, so I wanted to ask you about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just kind of made it simple because it's not your classic design of a website. We're still evolving, I should say. But just real simple, you go through the shop page, you choose a theme or an arrangement, whatever it is. You choose your price point, which is great. We have up to 5 price points. And then you just fill out our order form and send it in, and we take care of everything for you.
Do you ship to just the continental U.S., or do you ship outside of the U.S.?
We ship all over the country.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you ship worldwide or just?
No, just throughout the U.S. right now.
Okay.
What is your favorite gift? Like, out of all the gifts that you offer, what is your personal favorite?
My personal favorite, I have to say, is the ice cream one. The ice cream lover was the first one I designed. And inspiration came from just shopping in a store, and there was really cool ice cream bowls, and I just bought the bowls, and then it just went from there. That's definitely my favorite one.
Yeah,
what
that's
causes
a great
do you support?
Idea.
Excuse me?
What causes do you support?
Causes. Oh, yeah, we have, I designed an exclusive line of T-shirts, and a portion of the proceeds go to AmFarm, the American Foundation for AIDS Research. They're awesome tees. They're great fit, great, awesome logos. They're really cool.
Is there still time to order things for the holidays, like for Christmas?
Absolutely. Yeah, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. If you're worried, call. Speak to me directly. We'll get it to wherever it needs to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. because I'm sure our listeners are going to be very interested in that ice cream gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also the movie night. What other unique type of themes do you have, you know, aside from those two, which are really fabulous?
We have one that's called the Breakfast Treats. Everything to make, you know, pancakes and waffles at home with tea, great syrups. Comes with tea, you know, coffee mugs and great, you know, toppings for whichever you're making. We have great tea sets. There's great, you know, Valentine's Day cupcake mixes with teddy bears and toppings and candy. There's a wide range. It really is. I mean, from margaritas. I mean, who doesn't love a margarita?
That's the one I want.
yeah, see, exactly. There's a fantastic barbecue one. It comes in an awesome barbecue basket. It's fun. It's different, and that was the main concern, is that you're constantly out there, honestly, though. Think about it. What is there to bring? I mean, there's a housewarming party, and you need to bring something. It's everyone has seen everything, from wines to fruit baskets to edible arrangements. Yeah, exactly. And this is different. And the packaging alone, you'll definitely get an invite back with this package.
Now, what is your price point? Your price point.
Well, like I said, there's five price points. $50 to $75, there's $76 to $150, $150 to $250, excuse me, $250 to $450, and then $450 and up. And we customize a lot, too. So that's the thing with the price point, is it works hand in hand. You know, best bet is email us, we'll get back to you, we'll call you or call us directly, and we'll sit down. And, I mean, if you have someone that's, you know, a big-time, I don't know, baker, will come up with a really cool, you know, collection for you to send to them.
Well, have you ever done, like, custom gifts? I mean, like, if somebody requested you to, like, combine things?
Yeah. Everyone has some feedback that, you know, something that they would like to see. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. We do a ton of custom. I mean, it's important. Customizing something to someone's personal needs is, I mean, that's the best gift.
Do you have any new things on the horizon, like new combo type gift ideas that we can look forward to?
Some new arrangements? Yeah, absolutely. We're working on like wines and wine glasses and great chocolate.
That one.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, great chocolate.
That's a good one.
Wine. We're working on. Oh my God, there's a ton of stuff. I have a list, but it's coming. It's coming. It's definitely coming.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I just love the whole idea of the Giftinator. I mean, it's really a fabulous company and a great idea. You have great ideas.
Thank you so much.
Everything that you're telling me, I want it.
Perfect. Well, then
give me a call and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, and actually, I just want to let you guys know, for all your callers tonight, they could just mention Chit Chat Cafe and they get 10% off.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Okay. Chit Chat Cafe, and they'll get 10% off. That is fabulous. We'll put that on our Facebook page, too.
Please do.
With the, you know, link to your website. Which is great.
Definitely.
That's so nice. Thank you. I'm going to go on there because I'm thinking about that movie night box and then, you know, that, I don't know, that margarita one's calling my name.
There you go.
You know,
please.
It's going to be, like, kind of hard to, like, with the chocolate and everything. See, I'll be buying it for myself.
I have a ton of people that do it, honestly, that buy them for themselves.
Yeah, because I have to buy my own. I like to buy my own Christmas gifts anyway. Sometimes, just because, like, it's kind of like I'm giving people a break. They don't have to figure it out. I'll just go get it, and then here, you can wrap it for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
As I was telling Lisa today, that I did already. But that's just wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
I really love your ideas. You have great ideas.
Yeah, it's a brand new company. It's evolving. It's only going to get better. The product's going to get better. It's exciting. So please, like I said, anyone listening, call us with any sort of feedback, information, any questions you have, call us. I'll be happy to talk to you personally.
Okay.
Great.
That sounds great.
Great. Fabulous.
Awesome.
Have you ever had anybody request anything that you thought was just outrageous?
No, not yet. Don't scare me, though. But I'm pretty sure I will definitely find a way to get it done.
I guess
that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
True. Well, it was... Lisa, do you have anything else to...
Repeat your website for everyone and the coupon code again so that everybody can go on and shop, do their last-minute shopping.
Yeah, please do.
Repeat your website for us again, dear.
It's www.giftinator.com. It's GIFTANATOR.com.
And the coupon code?
They could punch it in. Just write Chit Chat Cafe, or, you know, if you're calling and ordering, just mention it over the phone. Simple.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and have a good holiday.
Oh. You too. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
All righty. Have a good one.
Good
bye-bye.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Got a really cool business. Wish you all the luck.
Thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun. We had a fun night. We had some cool guests on with some cool guests, huh?
Yes, we did. Although, just the thought of the chocolate between the red envelope chocolate pizza...
Do you like the
10-pound
gummy bear?
Well, I think they're both great. Personally, though, I would want that everything but the kitchen sink chocolate pizza.
Right.
And then I would like to get the popcorn, the movie popcorn from the Giftinator,
and I guess that
margarita.
From the Waterford to the aprons, we had some.
Oh yeah,
the eyebrows. We had a good show tonight.
Yes. Now see, we may have to have good eyebrows, and we can use a pretty apron, and we can use our Waterford glass.
Right.
And
drink
a margarita.
We had to
entertain. And eat a chocolate pizza.
Uh huh.
Well. Much fun. A lot of interesting gifts that you can give people that you don't even think about when you're, you know, kind of in a crunch and you're walking around. And it's really nice to have creative people with all these wonderful ideas help us out.
Mm-hmm.
And the listeners have to remember that if they go to the two different websites, they're going to get a discount when they mention Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Yeah.
And that would be Red Envelope and the Giftinator.
Yep.
So that is really fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to thank our fabulous sponsors tonight, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics. We are also thanking our producer, Corey. You can enjoy his Corey King Show Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Artists First.
And we'd like to thank our guest, Anastasia, Kevin Rooney from Red Envelope, and Paul Gianella from The Giftinator. And I remind everyone to enjoy our show archives. All you have to do is go to our website, scroll down to the date that you'd like to listen to our past shows. Just click it on, and you can listen to it while you're playing on Facebook and just doing expense reports or whatever you're doing. So we enjoyed our show tonight. We hope you did as well. We hope you walk away with some interesting information. Please join us again next week. And you have a wonderful week, Betty Ann.
Oh, I will.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Good night.